Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five West Virginia head coaching candidates. We're trying to get young, we're getting young energy into the Mountaineers.
Younger, hipper, cooler, baby.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I did not put Dusty May on this list like I did with Louisville. But he could very well be on this list, and he'll be on everybody's list.
He should be.
He's probably on Michigan's list. He's on Ohio State's list. Everybody knows it. He's on every list. Let's just say that Dusty May from FAU is automatically the emeritus candidate on all these lists I will make. But top five candidates for the West Virginia head coaching job. Number five, Pat Kelsey, College of Charleston. A 75-26 record as a head coach between Winthrop and College of Charleston, where he's been since 2021. Four-time Big South regular season champion when he was at Winthrop, and a two-time CAA regular season champion when he was at College of Charleston. A young guy, just 48 years old, and I say that knowing he's 40 years older than me. He's young. He is an up-and-comer. He's won where he's been at College of Charleston. I think bears a look at West Virginia, played at Xavier, Wyoming and Xavier, but played point guard at Xavier in his career. Pat Kelsey, an excellent choice if they should make it small school to big school. And, Garrett, I do think that basketball does a way better job at this than football. I think that football's starting to go like, hey, like Lance Leipold, Kalen DeVore. Like,
there's a whole like, track. Yeah.
There's some guys that we can maybe do this with and win with. But I like, and I think basketball does as well, a small school to big school. And that guy go, oh, look, he can win here.
Well, I think that happens because they actually have an opportunity to play the bigger schools at the end of the year. And you mentioned him at Winthrop. Winthrop's always in the mix when it comes to March Madness. So, yeah, I think it makes sense that those guys have had an opportunity. We've seen so many upsets. You know, Porter Moser, what he did at Loyola Marymount going to Oklahoma. There's so many things that you could point to. And I think just having that opportunity in March to showcase that and show that you can compete against these. Look at Shaka Smart. Like, Shaka Smart never would have got the job at Texas if he wouldn't have had the opportunity in March at VCU. So it makes a lot of sense for these guys to have that opportunity.
Yeah. Next up, number four, Darian DeVries at Drake. 150-54 record as a head coach. 1-2 in the NCAA tournament in his career. Two-time Missouri Valley Conference tournament champions last year and this year. Won the regular season championship in 2019. Two-time Missouri Valley Coach of the Year. He comes from the Greg McDermott tree at Creighton, and where he was an assistant for 17 years. And for the last 6 years he's been at Drake and has done a fantastic job at Drake. Someone who clearly has raised him a level, and also 48 years old. I don't know why I fell into this with these guys, but someone I do think bears looking at from for West Virginia. Number three, Mark Byington at James Madison. This is a name I've heard thrown out more than most when it comes for this. Mm-hmm. And so far, he has a 219 and 136 record. He is 47 years old, so he's younger. Won the Sun Belt this year. James Madison having a great athletic year, by
Absolutely.
The way. And it could wind up with them losing their football coach. Kurt Cignetti obviously went to Indiana, and Mark Byington is probably going to go somewhere else. But again, another young guy, energy, winning conferences, 81 and 35 overall as a head coach. And this would be, I believe, his first NCAA tournament as a head coach. So maybe the second. But so this is a huge jump. He's been winning consistently at James Madison. That's a one-bid league, the Sun Belt. Like, mm-hmm. Well, it's probably not, but the CAA where they were before, now that they've moved up. So, again, they weren't just this is their first year as a Division I program. The Sun Belt, one- or two-bid league maximum most of the time. So he's got that bid this year rolling along. You know, close to the area.
That's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
Recruiting, everything, be able to get into New York and know the coaches and everything. I think that would be smart.
He's born in Virginia, you know, Perfect. So which is, you know, obviously just east of them. Because they are West Virginia. But that's your geography lesson for the day, Garrett. So
there we go.
Just know that regular Virginia is just to the east of West Virginia.
And West Virginia is, in me, one of the most underrated, beautiful states I've ever been to. And I love West Virginia. It's beautiful.
So, but yes, West Virginia. I probably have that wrong, but. There's regular Virginia, and then there's West Virginia. They're two different Virginias.
Thanks,
Unlike
Civil War.
The Dakotas, which are both exactly the same.
Yeah.
There should not be. I'm of the belief there should never have been two Dakotas. There should just have
been
Dakota.
Just
Dakota.
I can see that.
And then Washington, D.C. should be our 50th state. That's just me. But.
Okay. Okay.
No. But
I can get behind that.
No. Especially since they don't get to, like, vote on their own stuff. Like, Congress has to determine how Washington, D.C. gets their funding.
Some nonsense.
If Washington, D.C. was what it was meant to be when it was built, of just the capital, and that no one was really going to live there except the president and, like, mm-hmm. a couple other people, then yes.
Not a major metropolitan.
But now that it's, like, the seventh largest city in the United States of America, like, maybe, you know, it's way bigger than Rhode Island. Like, maybe we should give those people the same benefit that everybody else. I don't know. I don't know. You know. Call me a wingnut for that. This one may be a little bit more of a stretch because he's a very new head coach, but Amir Abdur-Rahim from South Florida, 23-6 this year in his first year as the head coach. I guess he's maybe a little better than that, but he was at Kennesaw State for a few years and then here at South Florida, and they're going to the tournament. They're going to the tournament, mm-hmm. South Florida is, and it's been a great year for him. So I doubt he gets to see much more time at South Florida, 23-6 this year. I'm sorry, his coaching record at Kennesaw State, which again is a lower thing. He was 45-74 there. But listen to this at Kennesaw State. If you're trying to build a program, mm-hmm. which is why Louisville needs to give notice to him, 1-28 his first year, 0-16 in the conference.
Okay.
5-19 his second year, 2-13 in the conference. His third year, 13-18, 7-9 in the conference. His fourth year, which was 2 years ago, 26-9, 15-3, and got into the NCAA tournament.
Sounds like Matt Rhule of basketball.
I mean, so if you want to talk about a guy who's a pro and then rolls in and wins the conference regular season tournament in the AAC or regular season this year in the AAC, the tournament's still going on. I'm sorry, but they're making. I would think if South Florida's not in this tournament,
yeah,
like even if they don't win the conference tournament this week, they've been royally screwed. I think this dude's a builder and he's a really good coach. And South Florida is a place that's growing and a place that you can get talent to, but it's not West Virginia. It's not in the Big 12. I think this is if not for this other guy, I would have put him number one for West Virginia. Although he and Mark Byington, like all these are kind of right there together. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you want to talk about a builder? That is a builder there at. That's now at South Florida, and maybe South Florida skates by, and everybody wants to see him do another one. But Kennesaw State, it was nothing when he got there, and he had to go through two really bad years before he even got to a mediocre year, and then won the conference.
Florida's kind of turned into a hotbed for basketball, like Miami last year, yeah. Like what you're seeing now with USF, UCF. Yeah.
Florida's won a couple national titles, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm done with that. I agree with that. Freaking Gators,
Joakim Noah.
I do like Joakim Noah. I know you don't. I'm a big Joakim Noah guy.
Stupid French a-hole. I don't know.
I get down with Joakim Noah. Here's
the
thing,
Joakim Noah. Like, he might be the Kenny Chesney to me. We're like, I don't like Kenny Chesney, but like everybody else in the world, like, he's probably a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be the jerk that doesn't like Kenny Chesney.
I can agree with you on Kenny Chesney, but
like I feel like if Joakim Noah and I were in a room and we were talking, I'd be like, man, I like you.
I don't want to.
It's what happened with Sark.
Right. Okay.
So what happened with Sark? You weren't with us yet, but we met Sark and interviewed him at Big 12 Media Days, and it was such a great interview.
I was there.
Oh, you were there.
I was there. That was my first year.
This was our first year. Like, you weren't because it was.
Oh, that was the next year. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So, anyways, the first. So we met Sark and talked to him, and the three of us sat there and we're like, crap.
Really
like this guy. It's like, and the thing is, it's the same way with Mac Brown. Like, I really liked Mac Brown. I like Charlie Strong. I didn't dislike Tom Herman, and like he was just on the show the other day. But like he at Texas, like there were things
that was
like
different.
Dude,
that was
like,
different. Yeah,
you're getting a little here. You know, we need you out of here. Like, you know, you're a Mensa back. Dude. Like, let's see the Mensa stuff, not here. You know, but anyway. But number one. Nico Medved, who is up for a ton of coaching jobs. Furman, Drake, he was there. Been at Colorado State the last few years. Overall record at Colorado State, 115-73. Colorado State, 24-9 this year in 10-8 in the Mountain West Conference. And someone who's just, you know, like growing up the ladder. Mm-hmm. But I do think that he has a really reasonable shot to get this job at West Virginia. He's going to be a hot candidate. A lot of other places, although a lot of better records that we've seen. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should have put him third and Byington first. But watch out for Nico Medved in a lot of coaching searches and probably the West Virginia one as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities for him. You know, even if he doesn't land there, you can expect plenty of, whether it's Vanderbilt, Michigan, or whoever, definitely somebody, he's going to be getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, so there we go. Retired stockbroker, here's what he said. Paul Catalina, your best one-man show to date. Maybe you should do this more often. Oops, I forgot you have your own show. LOL. Have a great evening and weekend all. Thank you, retired stockbroker. And thank you to all of you who tuned in today. Thank you to all of our guests, to John Machota and Josh Neighbors and Grayson and Olin Buchanan. Great stuff today. Garrett, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We had fun today.
We had fun.
What did we learn? Like, we should end the show with like Sesame Street. Like, what did we learn today? Brought to you by the letter R. R for really are you doing this CFP? What have you done to Oregon State and Washington State?
Poor Oregon State, Washington. I feel so horrible for them, man.
W for why, God, why, which is what they say to themselves every morning when they get up.
Oh, God.
So, all right. We're back on Monday. all the crew together. Will be a smoke-filled lounge. Woo. Boom! Last pun of the day.
Run it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy some basketball. Follow me on Takes. Follow that link. This is 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.